This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Government cannot coerce a city to change its policy. That's what the court has already ruled on. The second piece, we don't run a jail. We do lockups in 48 hours. If it's not a case, we let you go. You cannot ask us to hold people longer than 48 hours. So it's both a legal piece and a constitutional piece.
Sanctuary cities. That's part of the conversation, and that was Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. That's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a fabulous week so far. Chicago filed a federal lawsuit over sanctuary cities, the threat anyway. So he is taking this very personally and taking it right to the throat of the president, so to speak. And that was the reason for the statements today, saying that with Chicago becoming one of the first to sue the government, look out because there may be others. What other cities that are arguing may jump on this? It was a 46-page lawsuit, and the litigation announced that the city's not going to be blackballed into changing its values as a welcoming city. He said it's unconstitutional for a city to be coerced on a policy. Chicago knows that there are many new qualifications for a grant that requires cities to share info with the U.S. immigration authorities, because that's what it is. And they say it's unconstitutional. Now, the city has received money since 2005, including $2.3 million last year. They use that, or some of it anyway, for buying police cars, radios, and SWAT equipment. Isn't it interesting to see where that will go? But this is something we knew would probably happen. Last month, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said local governments would lose the money if they don't give advance notice when immigrants in the country illegally are about to be released from custody. But Chicago really has been a sanctuary city since the 1980s. And they did what they could with their policies in the past decade. But the city forbids police from providing federal immigration and customs officials access to people in police custody unless they're wanted on a crime warrant or have serious criminal convictions. So there you go. Where does this go? As I said, I think you're going to see other cities that are going to be filed, that are going to file against this. But I don't know. Because Rahm Emanuel has his own problems of people chasing after him for some of what's going on in Chicago. Like, well, first of all, how about the homicide problem they're having? So I guess that takes some of the heat away. And I don't know. Will they, by filing a lawsuit against the Department of Justice because they're trying to take money away for Chicago being a sanctuary city? But if it's a law that's passed, then it's the letter of the law. And he says, I'm not going to be blackballed. No, I'm not going to be blackballed on this. I think there's, and for him personally, too, I think there's other problems that he's having in his administration. But watch where that goes. If there's any traction with Rahm Emanuel, then other cities will follow suit. Will follow suit. You can believe that's exactly what will happen. Cut the funding or not. Criminals, other undesirables that come to the United States, how do you de-incentivize them? That's something to look at. It's really something to look at. And right at the top here, we should tell you, everybody's away in Washington. Yeah, you know what that means? That means the press is on vacation. Congress and the Senate are closed for business. It means that there's so much else to talk about. I'm giddy with excitement that there really isn't too much we have to over-politicize on the show, because we're getting a slight break from it. We are. And I'll tell you what, here's the craziest thing. People are writing their own sentence, speaking of being sentenced, when they do things like release a memo railing on female employees. A Google engineer wrote a manifesto, basically, anti-diversity, and he was fired because they said he violated company code, and I can see how that's true. The essay that started circulating, it reminds me of Jerry Maguire, an old movie, Watch It Sometime, by Cameron Crowe. I want to say it was in the 90s. It was about a sports agent that grew a conscience and decided to print up a manifesto, and it didn't go too well for him. Obviously not for this engineer either. The fallout has been very severe. And what the memo was Google's ideological echo chamber, and suggests that the company encourages ideological rather than gender diversity and contends that women don't make up 50% of the company's tech and leadership positions because of their differences and preferences and abilities, not sexism. The fallout from the memo has been so severe that the Google CEO, who was traveling in Europe and Africa, cut short his family vacation and told employees he'd be back for a town hall meeting on Thursday to discuss what happened. You know that he is just muttering under his breath. What moron, what idiot, what person would put that out there? So to quell the swell that is happening, that's what they're doing. I mean, you know what? The company's in a weird spot with this. They're in a very weird spot. So now they're talking to the staff. They're working with the staff on it. But the issue is so divisive throughout the tech industry that they're even holding a Facebook live chat. And then here's what happened. It went out to Google people, then it grew to bigger, more than Google people. And then it was published online. Yeah, there's no way he's keeping that job. There's no way. I can see why there aren't enough women in that job. Diversity? What are you talking about, diversity? Yeah, that wasn't a good way to go. I guess he felt confident he could land someplace else, perhaps. We certainly haven't had the last discussion on that. And if you are a fan of Twitter, it's easy to go on and see where all of that's headed. And does it mean that they're going to do something different? No, not necessarily. They're just going to explain it. And they're going to explain the numbers, too, I'm sure. All right, hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. On the flip side, we delve into what's buzzworthy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
And boy, in D.C., you know, we talked about healthcare stalled and what happened and what was leading up to that and what was happening after. And didn't I tell you they'd be lucky if anything was different in the fall? Then there was a lot of conversation about the eclipse. And in fact, you know, it's really interesting. There's a place where you can enter your zip code to find out if you live in the path of the eclipse. And I don't know about you, but I think it'd be pretty cool to know if that was the case. In fact, it's been printed all over the place, the link to it. And I don't know if you were, how easy. Just have something that glass is something that, you know, you need to look at so you can see where it is. And I can tell you, I am not in the path of the eclipse. If you are listening to me in the great state of Missouri or somewhere in Georgia, you can get to a place where you are right there in the middle of it. There is, I have a lot of friends that live in Charleston. Charleston is perfect. Charleston, the eclipse ends near Charleston at 2:48. And so a lot of really cool things, I'm sure, will be happening there. But Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, a lot of Midwest spots will get the eclipse. And I had actually even an email about that, about would you be in the path of the eclipse? Who's in the path of the eclipse? And the answer is some of the places I mentioned. And I think it would be interesting to see. I mean, how cool is that if you just are somebody who lives in Charleston and you get to see the eclipse? I think it would be pretty exciting because it doesn't happen. The solar eclipse that we're talking about will not happen again in any of our lifetimes. It's well over 200 years old. So this is it, no matter what your age, listening to me. There's no way you're going to be alive for the next time, right? No way. Uh-uh. You might not know this, but in the world of food, this is kind of a big deal. Because a lot of people have gluten allergies. People are finding more and more that they have them. And Papa John's, I guess, this guy knows how to capitalize on the pizza crowd with football coming up less than 40 days. I think it's 31 days. So Papa John's added a gluten-free crust to their menu, and they just did it. So if you've got this weird gluten intolerance thing, which is not necessarily weird, a lot of people have it, they find it out, and, you know, it's trying to deal with it. It's awful. So, because if you've got celiac disease or an autoimmune disorder or any of that kind of stuff. Anyway, the gluten-free option, people are interested in it. Apparently, already a lot of people have been ordering the, and this just came out. Just came out, you know, a day ago, basically. And the two-topping pizza with gluten-free crust costs $9.99. When you say the word gluten-free, if you don't have a gluten problem, it doesn't sound appetizing, but really, it's like I said, it's more prevalent than you would think. I bet, I don't know if it's half, but I bet there's a huge chunk. I don't care if you're a millennial. I don't care if you're 80 and you're listening to the show. I bet you there's a chunk of this audience that has the gluten thing. I had a friend who stopped by today from New York and was asking me, hey, what's the sales tax in Texas? And the reason for that is because she was saying, what are the states that don't have sales tax? And some of you that are listening to this show right now, you know you're one of those states. Because there's states that are not tax friendly. And then there are states that are really tax friendly. Right? So who are the tax friendly states? Like Delaware. The income tax rate is low, 2.2% to 6.6. No vehicle taxes, that's big. The one of the lowest in real estate taxes, that's really good. Real estate, I pay through the nose for real estate taxes. Anybody who owns a house in Texas, that's where they end up paying it. In New Hampshire, they have no sales tax. And they only assess an income tax on dividend and interest income, and that's at a 5% rate, not on wage income. But it's not a tax haven. They have relatively high tax rates on gas, tobacco, alcohol, some of the highest property tax rates in the nation. And then the vehicle tax rate is like 1.8%. Where else is tax friendly? Alaska. No state sales tax. Don't have an income tax. Don't impose a property tax on cars. And then the Alaska residents get a cut of the state's oil revenue, which, of course, you all know this, right? It could be a trivia question. The Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend. So you get a piece of that. That's pretty good. Now, local governments in the state can assess sales taxes on purchases, but the statewide average is still 1.76%. How about that? Yeah, pretty good. I don't know. My brother would say that if you look at income, he would say, well, if there's no income tax, then the sales tax is probably so ridiculous. So to answer that question, as somebody who's in a state where we have our satellite facility that I am fond of talking about, the mothership is in Minnesota. So in Texas, what is the sales tax in the great state of Texas? And you know the answer to that is the sales tax is 6.25%, but there's also other areas where the local sales tax can be higher. It can be up to 8.25%. And it seems like you can get hit up with that pretty easily. But I still say, listen, if it's sales tax on certain things, there's still some of that you don't have to get. Or you can go to other places and get it. So I like the idea. I do. I like the idea of no sales tax. And maybe it's just a psychological thing. It could be. All right, here we go again with records. How about this 8-year-old who is the youngest female to climb Kilimanjaro? 8-year-old. 8-year-old Roxy Getter. She trekked 19,341 feet to the top of Kilimanjaro this summer. She's the youngest female to climb Africa's most famous mountain. I love what she said. I didn't think I would make it to the top, but I did. She wanted to do it. And this kid is cool. This kid had open heart surgery when she was 1. But she's been seeing cardiologists, getting the checkups, all that kind of stuff. So decided she wanted to do it, and the family decided they wanted to do it, and they did it. I love it. Made it to the top. Now, that's an interesting family. I can't say that would have ever been anything that my family would have done, but I think this family is really wicked cool for doing that, you know, for taking the kids there, for feeling like they could do it and doing it and being willing, you know, being willing to let them loose on a very big mountain and make that become a reality. The more it was talked about, the more she wanted to do it, and the more the rest of the family wanted to do it. So bravo. That is like the daily salute. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Don't go away. I'll jump the fence with you and meet you there.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Really excited, as I seem to be saying a lot lately, which is a good thing. I'm passionate about what I do, about our next guest, Victoria Dioria. And she's the founder of Healthy Home Initiative. Before I knew what Healthy Home was, I just let my mind kind of go there, and bingo, I nailed it. But for the rest of you listening, including you, Greg, let's ask Victoria, what is the Healthy Home Initiative?
The Healthy Home Initiative is really a concept on how we perceive what a healthy home is, from foundation to food. So when we look at a healthy home, we're looking at everything from the land, the soil, the foundation on which a house is built, all the way through the walls and the interior, the food that we eat. It's all-encompassing of what a healthy home should be.
And, you know, it's interesting. I've had an experience with this, Victoria. I actually lived in a furnished business apartment for 4 months, and the day after I got there, I had to be rushed to the emergency room.
And
it continued for the 4 months that I lived there, but I didn't realize that it was something in the apartment until we left. So I want you to talk about when you're in a home that is not a healthy home, what are the things in the house that can make you sick, and what are those symptoms like?
Oh, that's a loaded question, isn't it?
It is.
It is. You know, there's something called sick building syndrome, and we know a little bit about it, and the science is getting more prevalent. But really, it's brain fog, waking up with headaches. Do you feel well? Low energy. There's a whole list of potential chronic health problems that could be coming from our home. And we rarely realize what it is that is causing that. And when we see people that are ill, we just had a story of one of our consultants' clients who was waking up with chronic headaches every day for 5 years, actually, and miserable, and doctors weren't helping her. Really, she just thought she was going to live with headaches for her whole life. And one of our head consultants at Healthy Home Initiative went in and said, okay, well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to start cleaning out your house. And they went in and did something very basic, cleaned out cleaning products, cleaned out personal care products in the bathrooms, in the kitchen, changed laundry detergent. They started there. And lo and behold, within a couple of days, the woman woke up without a headache. And she called in tears. And we see these stories every day. There's a chemical load that we may not be aware of. We like the way things smell a lot of times, but sometimes those artificial fragrances that are coming into our homes to wash our clothes, our sheets, to spray on our countertops, could be causing some health issues. We've also got the bigger problems like mold and radon that could be in a home. And so we're often doing checks for those type of potential dangers as well.
Well, and one of the things, you went exactly where I was hoping you would in your answer to my question, because one of the things I've become more aware of, and I'm hoping you address this, is it's easy to get rid of all your cleaning supplies. It's easy to get rid of anything in your house that might be making you ill that's a health or a bathroom product, but it might be your couch. It might be your carpet. Mm. It might be the paint on your walls. First of all, you're not going to just take your couch out of the house to see if it makes you, or maybe you will. Maybe you're sick enough. But I do want you to drive home the point, if I'm correct, that it could be something that's really big and hard to replace that's making you sick, and that you need to be aware of that if you're not feeling well.
That's very true. We do live in a chemical soup, but our bodies, they can adapt. It just depends on how much of the load that could potentially be in our house. And how do we resolve that? Because we want to talk about what we can do. It is harder to take out a couch. When buying new furniture, one of the things, you know, some furniture is now certified. We can look for natural fabrics before we bring them in. If they're buying new furniture, one of the things we would do is say, take it out. Do not just bring it straight into your house. Can you leave it outside in the sun? Can you put it in a garage? Can you move it out so it can offset for a little bit? Is that possible? Sometimes if somebody suspects it's a couch, they can take it out of their house and put it in the sun. That will help release some of those potential chemicals. We tell people about things that they can avoid. A lot of furniture is coated with stain-resistant fabric, and some of those are potentially really harmful chemicals, and some people can have, unfortunately, bad reactions to them. Not everybody, but some. When it comes to paint, there are definitely ways. It's a much, again, harder process, but, you know, priming those walls with a vapor barrier primer that will encapsulate any of the old paint that could potentially be bothering someone, and then paint with a non-toxic, not just low VOC either, although that's the big topic we talk about. You know, what is a low VOC paint versus a more natural paint, or there's various levels of where someone can go. And really, what Healthy Home 2017 demonstrates is what I kind of call in another stratosphere is really the cleanest materials that are available to date to show that it's possible to build a truly healthy home. We actually now, more than ever, there are clean products on the market. There are cabinet companies that are doing Green Guard Gold, water-based finishes that when you take them out of the box, they don't smell. Then you can go to another cabinet company or a piece of furniture, and when you open that moving box or you get that package and you open it up, if all of a sudden you get a headache or you get that whiff of, oh my gosh, wow, that's a hazard. You know, that new smell is very often chemical off-gassing.
Mm. Wow. So here's the big question then. You know what most people will say, and we can talk about the kids' angle too. It's got to be terribly harmful for kids if they grow up around this. So that's one question. But the other thing is, how can you afford this, Victoria? Because, you know, most people will say, well, wow, what's that expense for me to do this special thing and that special thing? Is it affordable to really protect yourself against some of these materials?
Well, that is a great question, and thank you. One of the things that we strive to do at the initiative is to create demand and work with manufacturers so that when they're producing a clean product that is being released at the same price for example, let's take a drywall adhesive because we were just dealing with this in the project. And it was a little bit more expensive, but it was really just pennies more. So it doesn't have to be more expensive. There are things that are much more expensive. It depends on what category. When you're talking a home, we could talk pots and pans, we could talk flooring, we could talk paint. So very often right now there is still the cost that comes with some of these healthier products, but it's not always the case. And so what we try to look at too is how do you do something that's cost effective that will improve your indoor air quality and help you if you're feeling ill or if you just want a cleaner home, knowing that there's some things in there that might not be ideal, especially if you have young children or older adults. As the elderly are susceptible to these chemicals as our youngest child, believe it or not. So there's air filters. Yes, it costs money, but there's air filters you can buy and put in your house. One of the free things that I'm constantly telling people is to open your windows. Opening your windows is free. It will flush out the air. It will bring in clean air. And the indoor air is often 2 to 10 times more polluted than your outdoor air.
Yeah.
So open the windows, cross breeze. I mean, I'm here in Chicago, and it seems like everybody locks up in the winter, right? Let's save on heating. It's going, yes, save on heating. But you know what? It's your health. Let's open those windows 5 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, just to get that airflow moving and bringing in fresh air. It makes a world of difference, really.
That's great. That's really great advice, because you're also pointing to just thinking about it instead of being sort of passively resigned to the reality around you. We're talking with Victoria DiOrio. She's the founder of the Healthy Home Initiative. We don't have a lot of time left, Victoria, but I want you to tell us about the Healthy Home Initiative's partners, Dior Builders and the American Lung Association, because that's really a big deal. Tell us about their involvement and how that all came to be.
Sure. Well, Dior Builders is actually my husband's family company. The reason the Healthy Home Initiative started was, quite frankly, my husband got sick. He got sick from building products as a general contractor in the industry, and he got very sick. And I took it upon myself to protect not only my husband and family, but the workers and the clients that we were serving. And that's really how it got started. And I work with builders all across the country, but for this particular project, because we knew it was going to be a very, I don't want to say difficult, I want to say challenging project, because we are going far above and beyond anything we'd ever done before, not only as a builder, but as an initiative to take a home to this level of human health, where every single detail, literally from the foundation all the way to the food in the cabinet, is clean. So we were happy to partner with Dior Builders and the American Lung Association. Health House is our nonprofit partner, and we're so appreciative that they partnered with us. They established in 1993 guidelines to address the growing concern about the quality of air in homes. And the Health House program really helped homeowners and builders learn how to make homes healthier. Now, what's significant about the American Lung Association Health House is that it's simple. And there's a lot of green building guidelines that we hear about on a national scale. Everything from USGBC's LEED for Homes. There's something called the Living Building Challenge. There's a lot of movement in the green world. But really the most important thing that we could do is build homes where health is the priority. And the American Lung Association does that. And they make it simple guidelines for builders. They have revamped their standards, and we are actually building with those standards right now with them. We're going above and beyond what they're doing to show what we call the ultimate healthy home, if you will. But the American Lung Association is something that any builder, whether it's a production builder, a small family builder, or a consumer can look at and ask a builder or make changes in their own homes by looking at the guidelines that they're providing. They're reasonable, they're simple, they're straightforward, and really when you're building a healthy home, they are all about it not costing more. So on average, we see a Health House certified project being anywhere from 3 to 5% more than a normal construction build.
Wow, so not as much as one would think. 3 to 5% more, that's it?
On average, yes.
Wow.
On the baseline standards, absolutely.
Wow. Interesting stuff. Victoria DiOrio, thank you so much, founder of the Healthy Home Initiative. We have to have you back on. Will you come back on with us sometime?
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you so much for having
me. You bet. And it's healthyhome2017.com. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And yes, indeed, it certainly is. When I say it's about the numbers, some of the first numbers we jump to include this, and it's this parasitic Cyclopsora infection, which I never heard of until I saw this story, has apparently shot up 134%, they say, this summer. So what is it? They say the CDC says that they've had about 88 cases, and it's caused by ingesting it in food or water, and it infects the small intestine. It's commonly the cause of cramping and nausea and weight loss, and they say they experience symptoms about 7 days after ingesting the parasite. And people need to be treated with an antibiotic. But if untreated, it could last over a month, and it's can be very, very dangerous. So how do you get it, though? See, this is the thing. How do I get this? And apparently, some of these outbreaks have been caused by getting basil, cilantro, lettuce, raspberries, snow peas. So when it comes in from other countries and it's on your food. And why has it jumped so much? They can't for sure answer that. But the health departments talk about it being on the rise. Boy, everywhere you go, found out about fleas, crazy fleas, earlier on the show, sea fleas or lice, and then now this new crazy parasite that could be on your lettuce. That's why you got to wash everything. I'm a big believer in that. Not taking anything from the package, not any produce, and not at least washing it. Because you just don't know how many people handle it, etc. How about this? Another retirement from football. There's been a lot of people that have dumped out. I shouldn't say a lot, but seemingly a lot. Vince Wilfork announced his retirement after a 13-year career with the Patriots and the Texans. But he said after the last two seasons with the Texans, after playing for the Patriots for 11 years, and he was a great lineman, a great interior lineman, he decided an Achilles tear was difficult to come back from, and how he was pushing his body. He said he thought mentally it'll be time to go before my body will. But there's so many of these players that have the fear of their brains, too, let's face it. And that's what's also leading to some of these retirements, because they don't want to constantly take those hits and add up the amount of concussions. And you figure, what shot do they have at surviving once that happens to them? As we have had that conversation with Dr. Stieg from Weill Cornell on the show many, many times about concussions and what can happen and how surgeries are done and all that sort of thing. The New York Knicks have reportedly hired Craig Robinson to serve in their front office, including player development, general manager of the Knicks Development League. And why do you know that name? Because Craig Robinson is the brother of Michelle Obama and brother-in-law of former President Barack Obama. And he's a guy who has experience. He was the Milwaukee Bucks VP of player and organizational development. So the team, the New York team is obviously the front office, is rebuilding. And this is just another addition. As a collegiate head coach, because he was a head coach for a couple of big colleges, actually, Oregon State jumps out. But he also was a coach at Brown, too, and an assistant at Northwestern. I've always thought, in one way, coaching would be such an interesting, it would be such an interesting life. So if he was at Brown from 2006 to 2008, but he was at Oregon State from 2008 to 14, that's a pretty big slice of time. So he's built that resume, and that's the building the resume that way is what gets you a job, like even with the Knicks. So I think that helped in that situation anyway. Meanwhile, if we're counting numbers, there's a good joke in the middle of that somewhere. If we're counting numbers, how about this? The fact that one North Korean dictator can threaten so many Americans by saying that North Korea is accusing you of trying to drive the situation of the Korean Peninsula to the brink of nuclear war. So they just had a regional forum and had a conversation about Pyongyang's possession of nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles. Clearly, the U.S. cannot ignore that. Because how do you combat that? The amount of missions, I mean, how do you combat that? It's a difficult thing to do. Because I think you just don't know what direction they're going to go. I think you have no clue. So as I started off saying, one and another one does not mean that that's going anywhere. Kind of like the first 200 days. The approval ratings of the president, the lowest that they've been. Three quarters of Americans say they can't trust most of what they hear from the White House. Overall, 38% say they approve of the president's handling of the presidency. With 56% saying they disapprove. And if you want to compare presidents, more numbers, Bill Clinton's approval rating stood at 44%. Where he was now in 1993. And you know the old adage, compare and despair, even if there's lots of changes in the marketplace. So that's a number they'll watch, how many people are coming back to contribute to the conversation of the organization. I mean, I guess that's the, you know, the bottom line. And then there was this big story that we're going to end you with. Taylor Swift is on trial right now. They just did the jury selection. It's a civil trial over a backstage encounter between Taylor Swift and a superstar Denver disc jockey. A former morning show host accused the other one of improper engagement. So, boy, it's the Swift thing is crazy. Just a weird encounter. A very weird encounter. And the lawsuit alleges that this incident took place. The incident happened because the radio promotions director played up to the rest of the crew, and that's why all that unfolded. Wow. And Taylor Swift in the center of it, an encounter between Taylor Swift and a radio DJ, sparking a lawsuit, a countersuit, and jury selection. Ooh, imagine serving on that jury. Thanks for listening to this edition of America Tonight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.